And so, sisters and brothers, Brother Cephas, if there's anything you wanted to say on behalf of family and how the trial is going, and then we'll hear from Brother Tony. In fact, why don't we hear from Brother Tony first to share with us how. What's up, people? How y'all doing? I want to thank y'all for coming and staying strong. I want to pump up the caravan again, just so folks know that if you can't go, to let somebody else know about it. It's very important. The police be there anytime. A bill is something that's, you know, for the people. They be there deep, you know what I mean? And they be there deep, deep. So the people that be on our side don't always have the support from the community up in them walls up in Sacramento. So we need to be there. Anytime somebody try to advocate or show us any kind of love, that we come here and show them some love. You feel me? Now I want to say a few things that we've been doing. But before I touch on that, I just want to say how important it is for folks to stay involved, because we in a progressive Bay Area right now, and there's a such thing as pop pimping jumping off real big here in the Bay Area. And, you know, we got folks here that work on these type of issues, and we ain't been seeing them. They get $2 million a year annually, you know what I'm saying, to do stuff, to support the families, to anything that's happening for us. We got a lot of poverty programs, a lot of programs to work on police brutality and misjustice and all that, and they haven't been around. But I bet you they're writing grants with Officer Grant name in it. Bet you that. And we, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to let y'all know that, you know, when you see these folks, you know what I'm saying, just encourage them to be down for what they say they're going to be doing. Just hold them accountable. And we can hold the police accountable. We can hold each other accountable. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And I want to say, too, that we've been at the courtroom. It's been building, too. You know, we've been down here every day having a speak out. And now it's been building, because a lot of folks that take their lunch now are coming down here and messing with us. You know, they're coming down here and want to hear what we talking about. They want to participate. And it's, we adjusting to the crowds. We wasn't as organized the first couple days because we were, you know, just adjusting to the rhythm of how things were going to be set up down here. But like the brother said, it's like we would rather have a small group of people. And we had about 100 people the first day. We'd rather have a small group that's down instead of trying to come with a whole bunch of confusion and add some more drama to what we're trying to do. We would rather have it. So that's not a bad thing. You know what I mean? We're down there spirited. We got young brothers that's doing recited poetry and spoken word. These young brothers have been coming, and they've been victimized. You know what I mean? We could get all the passengers that was on the train witness that too as victims. They had to witness that. People coming from Iraq messed up because they seen stuff like that. You know what I mean? Somebody getting killed. So, you know, we have a lot of victims, and they still been coming out every day to show their support to the family, to justice. Because we understand if we don't get justice here, while this is caught on tape, this is a pattern that's been happening. Just, you know, just because something caught on tape don't mean that we necessarily get justice all the time. But we gotta make sure that's not. You know, and the only way we're gonna do it is community involvement. I know Brother Cephas is always championing that. And we could have had any kind of family, you know what I'm saying, to just say, let my attorney deal with this. But they ain't been like that. They been like they come to the community council. The brother agenda last time, you know what I mean? So that's pure inspired me. You know what I mean? Because they're not just trying to look out for their family, they looking out for all of us. Because if they get justice for us, Grant, we gonna get justice for the other young brothers and sisters that come along. You feel me? You know what I mean? So I really appreciate that, and I really appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, for all that. You know, it really helps me to get up one more day. You know what I mean? Because a lot of us got a lot of stuff. We all plates is full. You know what I mean? But it gives me just that much more energy and strength to know that the family is down. You know, they calling. We had a meeting at Mayor Bakery at 10 o'clock at night the other night, just to plan for the meeting that we had this morning. I mean, today. On a Memorial Day holiday, we meet. You know what I mean? So I want to invite y'all to come out to some of these community council meetings. If y'all ain't got nothing else to do, come out Tuesday during the court. Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to be there from 9 to 1:30 when the court let out. We're in fellowship. You know, if you know some artists, we have some artists to come down. We started to get things to do. So now, the last time we were there, we was cracking. We had every corner packed with signs. People was honking. People feel the spirit. So we know we're making an impact, and we're going to keep that spirit, and we're going to keep that strong. One love.